It's Friday, the 4th of October, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I'm Leonard Vidbien. NAMDEP hosted a Pathways to Care workshop in Oranjemund, uniting stakeholders, including various government ministries, to confront gender-based violence in the Karas region. The workshop focused on assessing the nature and scale of GBV, identifying current support services and gaps for survivors and perpetrators, as well as to create a roadmap to enhance the multi-sectoral referral pathway for effective GBV interventions. Pauline Thomas-Kahupi, Head Corporate Affairs and Sustainable Impact at NAMDEP.
We recognize that our employees, business partners and their families are more than just our workforce. They are part of the doorstep community of Oranjemund. We therefore have a profound responsibility to raise awareness on GBV in our communities, ensuring that everyone feels safe and supported.
The National Petroleum Corporation has signed a memorandum of understanding with global energy technology firm SLB. This agreement aims to enhance collaboration between the two organizations, focusing on shared objectives in the energy sector, such as sustainability, decarbonization, and exploring new energy opportunities. NAMCOR's Manager of Marketing, Communications, and Public Relations, Paulo Coelho.
Both companies are going to work together to advocate for sustainable energies in Namibia. This MOU marks a greater step in our relationship towards building stronger partnerships with international players, and we're excited to see the fruits of the seeds planted. Our collaboration with SLB will play a key role in the sustainable development of Namibia's energy resources, including recent oil discoveries, which marks an exciting era for our upstream sector.
The Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa has restored 6 of 8 rail corridors in Durban after extensive vandalism during the COVID-19 period. Prasa's Zipo Mtlambo says the new trains are replacing older models, highlighting revamped station state-of-the-art technology and improved safety features. She says the special trains will transport soccer fans to Saturday's MTN 8 final at Moses Mabhida Stadium.
The two lines that we're not running, which are lines up to Stenga on the north line and the west, which is your bluff. Those are areas where we are in a negotiation with Transnet. However, as PRASA, we need to invest in the infrastructure there in order for our metro to use electricity to run there.
Ghana's health services has confirmed its first case of mpox this year, though the specific variant has yet to be disclosed. Authorities are conducting tests to determine if the strain is the newest one, a variant that has sparked international concern due to its rapid spread and limited available information. A health official told Reuters that this particular variant is being closely watched as its behavior remains largely unknown. Ghana had previously recorded cases of mpox in both 2022 and 23. Health authorities are monitoring the situation closely. Queues of container ships are building up outside U.S. ports on Thursday as workers enter their third day of strikes. The International Longshoremen's Association told its members to stop working over pay and automation concerns. There are concerns the strikes could prompt shortages and impact the economy. Reporting from New York is Sally Patterson.
Day 3 of a major U.S. dock strike with no negotiations in the pipeline. Around 45,000 workers are on strike across 36 ports, including here in New York. There is serious concerns about the impact on the U.S. economy, with estimates suggesting a one-week strike could cost around $2.1 billion. Workers are demanding a 77% pay rise. The United States Maritime Alliance, representing the industry, is offering 50% over 6 years. President Joe Biden is backing the workers, calling for a strong and fair contract. And on Thursday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he thinks a deal can be reached to end the strike. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.